When you're done, can you close the door on me?
So we need to hear from.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. So just for the record, the meeting was called to order at 6:03 p.m. We rose to salute the flag, and I didn't unmute the mic, so that's why they couldn't hear me. So we did the pledge and the roll call. Jennifer DeRoche, Colleen Germanizzo.
Present.
Mike Gray.
Present.
Kristen Mancini Wright.
Present.
Tina Pirelli Silkoff. Bomini Patel.
Present.
Jose Rivera. No. Ashley Simon.
Present.
Okay. Laura Wabno.
Present.
Okay. The record should reflect that you have 8 members present. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Item number 4, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. There are no changes. Motion to approve.
I motion to approve it, Jennifer.
Motion made by Jennifer. Is there a second?
Bomini, second.
Seconded by Tina. Agenda adopted. Item number 5, public portion. Anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? 3rd and final, does anybody from the public wish to speak? Public portion is now closed. Item number 6, approval of the minutes from the 5/27/25 meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
Bomini Patel approves.
Motion made by Bomini. Is there a second?
8 minutes through to tonight.
Ashley, I'll second.
Seconded by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes approved. Item number 7, transfer requests. Brian, could you give explanation?
Sure, absolutely. This is Brian Hall, Finance Director, City of Derby. So some of the requests we're going to be coming up with tonight. First section's got to do with the Parks and Rec. All of these are, again, within their own departments between 4505, 4506. Just shuffling some things around in order to fill up the repairs and maintenance and building supplies buckets where most of these expenses are going to be occurring, and then offsetting it with a few of these other accounts where we've got some room to work with. For the police continue to need some more money for overtime, again, mainly because of where they are from a staffing perspective. So they're looking to shift out of regular wages and into overtime. And then the second part of this with the working balance is just basically taking care of the rest of what we expect to incur for costs based on the new contract language. And that's why we're pulling out of the special working balance, because when we were budgeting, you know, you don't really know where you're going to land with some of these contracts. So we put it in the special working balance. Now that that's done and approved, we've got a better idea of what to move into the different buckets. fire. I know Gary mentioned he can get a discount on some hose if he purchases it before the end of June. So he's got some extra money in breathing equipment. He wants to shift that around so that he can have a hose purchase. And then from legal services, I'm looking at that line item. We're not going to be able to get through the full year with what's left. So I've got moving money out of the working balance and special working balance to really start to bring those almost down to zero, and then put them in legal services where we're going to need them. I mean, we continue to have our lawyers do all sorts of things for the city, between foreclosures on multiple different properties, we had all these union contracts that came up this year that we had to get negotiated, and various other issues that we've needed legal to help with. So we've definitely run a little bit hot this year. Hopefully it's a one-time occurrence. Lastly, this isn't really a transfer, but it is something I wanted to adjust because they're rather large numbers. We've talked about this in the past, but just I figure we can codify this in an adjusted budget, and therefore we won't see these large variances when we're doing some comparisons and in the future. And this has to do with this money that was negotiated again by our legal team and the administration in order to have an easement with UI, and that money was then going to be put back into the city and used for a salt shed. All this was approved by the Board of Alders. So I'm just highlighting where the revenues are going to be put, and then you're going to see the higher expenses. Oftentimes you just see the expenses and you can forget that, yes, there's additional revenues as well to offset that. So that's what we're talking about in the last piece.
Okay, and that doesn't have to be voted on, right? The last two.
If it's okay, I prefer we do it, and then I'll put it in, because there is an adjusted budget that goes into the audit. And so if it's on the record and if we approve it, then I could add it to it. Otherwise, I don't think it would make it into the adjusted budget that we're going to end up reporting on. So unless there was some issue or concern with that.
It's typically a wash. So you would want to recognize it on both sides.
Okay.
So that it was not a grant, but it was a gift to the city, but it's for that specific expense, right?
Correct. Yes. It was for the expense, and really you've got revenues going up and you've got expenses going up. It's not a transfer per se, but it's like you said, you've got both sides are offsetting. So
okay.
It's, I think this is the best way to do it is if you just read it and then approve it. I think we'll be all set.
Is it a separate line item for each, like a specific thing? So it's noted. Are you setting up new separate a line item for that? Like so basically it really should be salt shed income, salt shed expense.
No, I didn't create any new items. So I put them where these things already exist. So miscellaneous revenue and town aid, that's really where those expenses have been hitting, and where the revenues hit. So.
That's to your discretion, Madam Chair, whatever way you do, do it.
Okay. And then just finally, I was wondering what your thoughts were. I mean, the end of the fiscal year is coming. Are we where we're supposed to be?
Sure. We can give a little bit of an update on things. I do believe we're getting close to the end of the audit for the 23-24 year. There was a lot more work than expected around reconciling the books with the Board of Ed, and and some of their financial systems and where they were with their numbers. It did create a lot of volatility, or at least certainly in my mind, it could produce a large swing. So, you know, in the past, I've kind of hedged the bet a little bit, and I had said we were going to be about 1.4 million favorable to be able to add back to the general fund, again, due to a lot of the efforts of this group and the Board of Alders with the ARPA funds and with reducing some of the retirement contributions and a few of the other things we've done. I now think that's going to be closer to 2.2 million. Again, all good news. It really will get our general fund back to where it needs to be. It helped. I've already seen the benefits of this from S&P conversations we had. I don't know if anyone saw that in the news, but you know, while it could appear bad on surface that we were a negative outlook, in my mind that was almost an improvement, because in my mind we were downgraded based on the last two audits and where we were with the fund balance. When I started talking with S&P, I thought for sure we were going to be downgraded, guaranteed. But after really taking them through all of the work we've done, where I thought we were going to land with the audit, how we were going to build back the fund balance, which was their main concern, they ended up only just giving us a negative outlook and saying that, hey, if everything comes in as fruition, as the finance director is saying, we'll remove the outlook. So that's very helpful with our debt that we're trying to potentially, you know, do to buy some things, and we won't have our interest rates raised on us. So that's the current audit. Like I said, I do expect it to be done by June. You know, that said, it's never done until it's done. So we're going to keep working diligently on that. Then as far as the 24-25 year goes, as you said, we're closing the books. I do still expect some favorability, not like the previous year, because obviously we knew we were taking a lot of those ARPA funds in order to fix a lot of the problems. But that said, I do expect a couple $100,000 at least of favorability on balance. And, you know, there are some levers we could probably pull if I started to get concerned about it. But I think the plan is to really make sure we're set up well for the next budget cycle, right? So if we're good on this budget cycle, let's continue to try to push and save some good guys for the next cycle.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any questions on that? Okay. Moving on to item number 7, transfer requests. Line item number 1, Parks and Rec Department, transfer from the Yankee Gas account in the amount of $2,000, transfer from line item 4506-56210. Transfer to line item 4505-54300, Parks and Rec Department. Is there a motion on the floor?
Jennifer, I motion.
Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
Second, Mike.
Seconded by Mike. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 2 from Parks and Rec, 4506, from the telephone account in the amount of $1,500, transfer from line item 4506-54380, transfer to line item 4505-54300, Parks and Rec, for repairs and maintenance. Is there a motion?
Tina, I'll motion.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
Bimini, second.
Seconded by Bimini. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 3, Parks and Rec Department, from account air heat maintenance in the amount of $2,000, from line item 4506-54305, transfer 2, line item 4505-54300, Parks and Rec. Is there a motion on the floor?
Motion, Laura Wobno.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
A second, Kristen.
Seconded by Kristen. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 4, Parks and Rec. In the boiler HVAC plumbing in the amount of $1,500 from line item 4506-54375. Transfer 2, line item 4505-56030. Building supplies. Is there a motion?
Jennifer, I motion.
Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
Second by Laura.
Seconded by Mike. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 5, Parks and Rec, 4506, in the account storage container upkeep, in the amount of $1,000, transfer from line item 4506-54380, transfer 2, line item 4505-56030, Parks and Rec. Is there a motion on the floor?
Tina, I'll motion.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
Second by Laura.
Seconded by Laura. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 6, Parks and Rec, regular salaries in the amount of $1,000. Transfer from line item 4505-51610. Transfer to line item 4505-56030, Parks and Rec. Is there a motion?
Motion, Mike.
Motion made by Mike. Is there a second?
I'll second, Kristen.
Seconded by Kristen. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 7, police. From the account police wages in the amount of $25,000, transfer from line item 4201-51610, transfer to line item 4201-51630, police overtime account. Is there a motion?
Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
I'll second, Kristen.
Seconded by Kristen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 8, budget working balance, from account special working balance in the amount of $22,218.56. Transfer from line item 5020-58505. Transfer to line item 4201-51610, police. Is there a motion?
Jennifer, my motion.
Motion made by Jennifer. Is there a second?
Bimini, second.
Seconded by Bimini. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 9 from the fire department, from breathing equipment, and the amount, a transfer in the amount of $4,000 from line item 4203-57394, transfer to line item 4203-57393. Is there a motion?
Motion by Laura.
Motion made by Mike, seconded by Laura. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 10, budget working balance, from the working balance account in the amount of $19,000, transfer from line item 5020-58500, transfer to line item 4139-53010, legal. Is there a motion?
Jennifer, I motion.
Motion.
I'll second.
Motion made by Jen, seconded by Tina. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 11, budget working balance, from the special working balance account in the amount of $16,000. Transfer from line item 5020-58505. Transfer to line item 4139-53010 from legal. Is there a motion?
Motion, Mike.
Motion made by Jennifer, seconded by Mike. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. There were two changes to accounts. One, there was additional miscellaneous revenue in the amount of $269,772. And there was also increased debt due to salt shed. The city has asked for a transfer approval from the board to make that transfer from increased revenue to put in the highway department. Is there any discussion on the floor regarding the city's request?
Madam Chair, just for clarification, I think the motion needs to be that you're going to increase the expense line item by that amount and increase the revenue, or you're just on this first one. So you're increasing, basically you're increasing the amount of expenditure on that.
For the highway department.
If that's the way you're going to do it. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I just thought that we should identify that there is available miscellaneous monies that would cover the cost. So.
Right. Right. So it's basically, so it's not, I'm sorry, you could.
No, so the first one is to increase the expense to the highway department. And then the second one would be to increase the revenue for miscellaneous revenue or money's been received to fund the salt.
It's think of it as like, if you were at the beginning, you would have put a line item for income and a line item. So this is because it's new. It's not like coming out of any, it's
okay,
like new.
These are totally new.
Where ballers could be done, it'd be just material enough where it makes sense to add it to our kind of adjusted budget.
Got it. Okay, then line item number 10, highway department account town aid, request for an increased line item. This is a new line for the amount of $269,772 for the department line item 4303-54309.
Jennifer,
is there a motion on the floor?
Jennifer, I motion.
Motion made by Jennifer. Is there a second?
Laura.
Seconded by Laura. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number 11 from the revenue department, miscellaneous revenue. There's a request to add a line item for amount $269,772. From line item 3000-48990.
And again, it's just to increase that line.
Okay, so that's already established. We're just increasing what's there.
Because so to make it a wash, right? We received the Board of Aldermen negotiated, the mayor negotiated to get, basically UI paid us for an easement and they paid for the salt shed.
Got it.
So you have to acknowledge the revenue and the expense, which wasn't contemplated when we, it wasn't finished when you did the budget. I think they did it in the fall or something like that. I forget.
Okay. Is there a motion to increase the line item for revenue in the amount of $269,772 from line item 3000-48990? Tina. Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
Jennifer, I'll second it.
Seconded by Jennifer. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Line agenda item number 8, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Jennifer.
Bimini.
Motion made by Jennifer, seconded by Bimini. Thanks for joining, everyone. It's appreciated. Have a good night.
6:29 p.m.
Yes. Meeting adjourned 6:29.